वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्तजन Then my holy master Nitya Rida Pradishtha and Vishnupad Krishna Bhakti Pratyam Krishna Goswami was bosom friend of Swamiji and also he was given renowned shoulder by my Guru Dev. So first of all, I am giving my heart Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my Guru. I also am giving Isham to my Shikharu, Nitya Lila Purusha and Vishnupad Sikhi Bhakti Vedan Swami Bhaya. He lived so many years with me and he has kindly allowed me to serve him. When there was no ISKCON at all, so no birth of ISKCON, no devotees, he was like a straight figure within all businesses, everything, and then he came to me. At Keshavji Gaudiya Math Mathura, at that time, sir, fully to me, he was translating at that time Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. He especially explained Srimad Bhagavad Gita in three cantos that he took with him in Western country with Gita. He told me at that time, when I will go to Western country, I will try to manage a boarding of voice and I will manage to give whatever they want. Even if they want eggs, meats, wine, and stuff like all. But there will be one condition. You will have to chant daily one Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
God Brahmanande.
And I'm so much afraid that in no time it will be surely changed. And he will tell so much to you all along. He told me to accompany him in Western country. But anyhow, I was serving my holy master at that time. So I requested him that. After that, some time, I made blunder. At that time, please forgive me. And he came along. But even at that time, I had done so many services in Bihar. I helped him to send all his books, youth and self. See the grass, madanga, kalpa, and when he did anything, he used to help me. He had given me so many letters. I think that when he used to go from one town to another city and preaching, he is certainly he not forget to give a letter to me. So I fortunate to have something. And also at the time, last time, he called me in Vrindavan. And he get the opportunity to serve me. I told that you should give your Sangha and try to help them. I know that they are not the nature. So many things are there within them. They are not even happy, so pure happy. As in Rupa Goswami has told in his Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Anna Abhilashita Sunyam Jnana Parmat Jana Putam Ankulena Krishna Chivam Bhakti Guru. They are not on to that level. So you should. I request you to help. I told you. I will never forget you this order. And without any gain, I will always from my core of heart, I will try to, not try, but I will try my best to serve you. And then I told him that I want to tell something to your disciples. At once, all the senior devotees, Tamal Krishnaja, Katata Maharaj, Brahmananda, Bhagavan Nasa, and all others, he called all, sit down and listen. I told them, Swami Maharaj has come for a very, very big mission. He is not an ordinary person. He has come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Sanatana, in that line. And he has only come to give the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Anapit Charin Chirat Karunaya Vate, this divine love. You know, there are not so many religions, only one religion. For all living beings, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Gita, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that's all, that they have known in so much religions. We are the part and parcel of Krishna. We are the servant of Krishna. Divine love is only the religion of all beings, every being. We see that all are not Hindu. We see that all are not Christians. We see that all are not Buddhists. If they change Buddhist and become Hindu, or Hindu becomes Christian, they may be alive. These are bodily system of setting our life. Actually, these are not a religion. Religion cannot be separated from a living being. Without this, without religion, we cannot live in a moment. No. We can live without air. We can live without water. We can live without mind. We can live without anything, but without brain, I love, we cannot live. We'll have to realize. We see that this love in any way, even in tigers, ferocious tigers and lions, in any way that they is there, they are eating men, human beings and all other animals. But they have so much have love for their wives and children. If a lion is taken with the rough
blood of
anyone, and he is so furious,
ferocious. At the same time, if their children will come, and that will
jump over his neck,
they are here and do like this and this, they will be very pleased. They will never attack their child. And why? The ants had also the same mode of love. So love is everywhere. But now, condition solves. Love had been
perverted.
Like water perverts and snow. The same thing is happening. Jivarasarupa Nitya Krishna Das. And Krishna is the ocean of love. Endless. So deep. Anyone cannot measure it. And especially the love of Srimati Radhika or Gopis, more deep and more endless than Krishna prema. We should not follow to have a prema like Krishna, because he is the object of love. We are not object of love. We cannot be the object of love. We are by constitution. We are the servants of Krishna, servants of Srimati Radhika, Kashiya. So, love is of better quality in Srimati Radhika and in Gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this love affection. There are two kinds of souls, liberated souls and
conditioned souls.
Liberated soul, serving Krishna in Vrindavan, serving Mathuresh Krishna, Dwarkadesh Krishna in Dwarka, some serving in Vaikunth Narayan, Sri Ram, and others. They have never come to this world, never and never, because Gita and all our epics and bona fide books are telling like this. Yadgatva no nivartante tat dham paramam mama. Yadgatva, going there, never falls down. No chance. Because there is no maya in Vaikunth, and moreover, more than that, in Goloka Vrindavan. No maya is there. Malli jog maya. No mahamaya is there. So there is no effect of maya. It can affect on only conditioned souls. That is been told. Krishna bhuli sei jeev anadi bahirmukh. Give expression anadi bahirmukh. We are anadi bahirmukh. We have not come down from there. Sometimes to make this so easy, Samis has told. And all Shastra has told like this. But we have to go deep, so deep. Swamiji has told so many things, so many that never jeet and come. But there is no way to make understand all these persons who have no to know all these things. Like a boy is weeping. I'm telling that, oh, see, on the branch of this tree, moon is there. Very near, and you should go and whittle like this. But moon is not there. It is very far from there. So Shastra has told like this. Same thing that Swamiji has told. That Krishna fully says you, anadi bahirmukh. That new divine love has been changed, and self-gratification has come. This is also a vikrita perverted
for
divine love. Anyone wants to love a thing. Without love we cannot be the moment. That is why they prepare in Rupa Goswami teachings, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving in Prayag and Allahabad, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda met at Godavari, they discussed the same thing. How this divine love can be given to all? Because this is Swarup Dharma. This is the dharma of
soul.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world only to give this without any cost and free. Those who will tell that I am yours, this is sufficient. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had met no disciple at all. You see, Sanatana Goswami has no disciple, Ji Goswami has no disciple, Rupa Goswami has no disciple, only one Ji Goswami. And not like us, that fire jug was done and it blew air in the air of
Ji Goswami.
Ji Goswami, not like this. Disciple, one of our disciples is he who accepts the teachings and characteristics of life, his moods, interior moods, outwardly moods, everything. Like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are telling that he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Guru Master. He is our Guru. That acceptance fully is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What fully? What is the meaning of fully? Rupa Goswami has told everywhere, especially in Bhaktivinoda Swami's. We should try to go deep in this slope. Anna Vilasita Sunyam Jnantam Adhim Anantam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhaktivinoda. And compare it with Anarpati Charini Chirat Tarunyava Tirana Kalam Samarpaitum Unnatojjala Sangsa Bhakti Isya Harihapura Sundara Dhuti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hidaya Kandare Spuratume. We should know that there are so many kinds of bhakti. So many kinds. Father bhakti, mother bhakti, desh bhakti, desh means country bhakti, the bhakti of Shiva, Lord Shiva, the bhakti
Ganesh,
of
Ganesh,
Durga, Ganesh, bhakti of Vaikuntha, bhakti of that Narayan, bhakti of Dwarkadhis, bhakti of Nandanandan, bhakti of friends of Siddham Subham, and bhakti of love and affection of Gopikant, not only Gopikant, more of Radha Kant, Namaste. He has told in this sloka, he Krishna Karshana Sindho Dhinbandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world not only as a Krishna but combined with Sundara, taken his mode, his all power, her beauty, everything. And now he was so much powerful. Even then, what he was in Krishna pastime, there he was the son of Jasoda Arna. But here, he is combined with Radhika. And Krishna together, conjugal love. In Krishna time, he could have given only what he has bring. He has only tested all. He had not given the method how to have this thing. Radhika, his sakhis, his palyadashis, sir, they know how to serve Krishna. Krishna does not know how to serve me. वो सबके भोग्य हैं, भोक्ता हैं. ही इज
एंजॉयर, सुप्रीम एंजॉयर, सुप्रीम एंजॉयर.
एंड वी आर ऑल
टू बी एंजॉयड बाय हिम.
बट मोस्ट सुपीरियर एंजॉयड इज इफ यू वांट टू बी एंजॉयड बाय कृष्णा एंड टू सर्व कृष्णा यू विल हैव टू लर्न एवरीथिंग एबीसीडी फ्रॉम द दर्शन ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका एंड राधिका. अदरवाइज कैनॉट. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Anarpita Charin Chirat Karunaya Vatulna. In any his manifestation, he had not. But Anukullena Krishnanu Shilanam is bhakti. In preferable way, when we will do any act to please Krishna with a mood that mood from tan, man and body, with three things. We have only these three things. This body,
mind,
and word. We should practice always in favorable way, not in unfavorable way. It has told that Anukullena Krishnanu Shilanam. Anu means in the guidance of a very bona fide guru. Realize soul. Not only knowing Shastra, Shastra Gyan cannot do anything. So if he knows Ved, Upanishad and all epics and everything, the words of Gita, each of them, and he can give so good lecture, he should be very, very bona fide lecturer. Knowing all philosophy, of prem and everything. But he has no realization in the service of Krishna, he should not be adopted as a guru. Because he has no. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedas also, it has been given this paribhasa of
definition
of guru. तस्मात् गुरुं प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु श्रेय उत्तमं शब्दे च परिनिष्णातं ब्रह्मनिष्ठं. सो वेल नोन ऑफ ऑल द वेदाउट पर्सनल एंड गीता. बट इट इज आउटवर्ड आउटवर्ड. वन थिंग मोर, इट शुड बी वेरी फार अवे फ्रॉम sense of gratification. He should not be involved in worldly all these things. He should be detached from all these things. And thirdly, most important, that he has some realization of such intention. If he has got that thing, he is so much Vairagi like Shankar. And Shankara is Mayavadi. They are so much detached from world, but they are not qualified to have a very small part of bhakti. This is not qualification. So, so much attached persons in these worldly things and detached from worldly things. They are not qualified to come in bhakti line. There should be some attachment also. Because this attachment will be transferred into bhakti, and where there is no attachment, nothing. Attachment is the part and perverted part of affection, spring. So it must be there. Like Madhumangala, Billvamangala was so much attached. And he was at once
transcended,
very, very good devotee. So attachment is not bad. But if that attachment in the association of any good devotees having some realization, then it will turn very strong and very bona fide and love. I know that my language is so much poor, so much poor, but yet you are hearing. And so if I am not expressing my views, idea in English because so poor, if it was Hindi and my mother tongue, then I have to express so. But yet I am telling, and perhaps you will not see towards my wrong
language.
You only have my views. So, anukul means anumane nirantar.
Continuous.
That's right. No wall, no break. Like honey, when given, a link comes from up to down. So bhakti should be like that. Nothing should come to break our bhakti. Whole day, night, whole life. In guidance of any bona fide guru or Vaishnava, Shiksha Guru, Gurudev is most Uttam Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. Any Mahabhagavati is like Guru, Shiksha Guru. We should not think that Diksha Guru is more superior and Shiksha Guru is most
superior.
We should not think. Any fairy tale is not true. Everything is written. Diksha Guru ke jana, Krishna ra sarup, or Shiksha Guru,
Diksha Guru rup.
As a room of Krishna. Both are the same. Sanatana Goswami is Diksha Guru and Rupa Goswami is Shiksha Guru.
So the room of Krishna and
we know all that Rupa Goswami was so nearer to
Mahaprabhu.
Being a Shiksha Guru, no harm. So, Anu means in the guidance of any bona fide Guru or Vaishnava. Serving by three methods. By mind, body,
words.
Because conditioned soul has not anything more than this. Here, activities have been divided into two sections. There are something which is not favorable. We should try to avoid that. We should not do by three things. And if you are not doing, then our bhakti is not uttama bhakti. Also there is a meaning of anukul, anushilanam, that by our activities, by our sadhana, Krishna must be happy. But this happiness is not the symbol of pure and high class of bhakti. Instance can be given. When Krishna went to Mathura from Vrindavan, he went in the Rangashala, in the
wrestling place.
Kansa has managed to kill Krishna. And so many demons were arranged there, so that they may rush on to Krishna and they should smash Krishna. When Krishna came in the wrestling place, they took the hands of Krishna and Baldev, Charuna and Musti, and they snatched Krishna in the
wrestling place.
Krishna told that I am a very little boy. My taste of taking milk has not
gone yet.
I'm lean and thin, so small. At the age of only 11, I was so much tall and gentle.
Strong, powerful.
Let anyone come who are same age. Rivalry and same taste. He replied, Charuna and Musti, we know that. We have taken so much
milk and butter.
Butter. From all the gopis by thinking. And you have become so powerful. Putna has been killed. Pavasur, Bakasur, all has been killed. So you are not ordinary boy. I'll have to please Kansa. Then Krishna did like so and came in there and jumped up. And when we are wrestling with him, he was so much inspired and he was so much testing Virarash. Virarash, you know? Here Krishna was so happy in that wrestling and he was testing. Krishna is happy, but this happiness is not bhakti. Because they want to kill Krishna. In not favorable mood. So only the happiness of Krishna is not bhakti, it's not bhakti. It should be in favorable way. Like Duryodhan wanted to give so much delicious food to Krishna. And he had managed a golden rajbhavan.
Palace,
to stay Krishna. So many hundreds of servants there. Krishna told that, I have no appetite. I cannot. Moreover, you have no priti to me. You have no
love,
affection to me. Thirdly, I have come with a message. And you are not agree with that. So I cannot come. And he went away from him. He wanted to arrest Krishna. So to giving the delicious food and sweet words, only to show. So we should not be like Putana. Putana came and made so good shape like mother. And he showed more affection than Yashoda. And Yashoda was astonished. Oh, she is actually mother of Krishna. I am not mother. I am not so qualified. But the showing and taking the lapse is not bhakti. She was killed. So artificial guru who are showing bhakti but not actually having honor of any Vaishnavas, any guru, not to Krishna, seeking all times their own benefit, they are actually not so bona fide guru and Vaishnava yet. So only to please Krishna from outside is not bhakti. We can see one thing more. Yashoda having a stick and she is telling Krishna, I will punish you. I will have a can to your
bear.
And she catch hold of one hand. And Krishna was weeping so bitterly, "Mother, mother, I will not do like this." Who was Krishna?
Supreme Personality.
So Personality of God. And he was holding hand, weeping so bitterly. And Yashoda is telling, "I will punish you, otherwise you will be spoiled." Krishna is weeping. It seems that Krishna is not pleased. So it is not working. But it is working. Because it is favorable. So must we should be very favorable from our heart for our divine master, holy master, to each Vaishnavas, to Krishna, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all are one. They are all in one. Vaishnavas are not different from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. So I give one.
Universe in diversity and diversity in unity.
There is nothing one. Nothing one. In any dictionary. O-N-E.
One.
Three letters. In Hindi, Ek. Ek. In Urdu, in different languages, if you will tell that one is a line, only one, but a line has so many lakhs and lakhs of dots than make line. So there is nothing one. Nothing. So the Mayavadi tell like this, they are quite wrong. Quite wrong. Nothing one. They cannot give any example. Anything mixing together, 1 + 1 is equal to not 1, 2. Once, I will tell a very interesting story of Shankaracharya. When he was a boy of 12, and he read everything, and he was ready to take Sri Ram's order. Her mother told that brings so many branches are there in our garden, because some
guest has come.
Guest has come. I will have to make vegetables. So bring. He went and brought one branch. The mother told, "Oh, why one branch? It will not do. It will not be sufficient. So bring more." He told, "That is, there are no other branches. I saw only one in the whole garden." Then he was so much worried that perhaps the thieves had come and taken all away, and only one brinjal was there. He took his boy and went there, and she saw that hundreds and thousands and lakhs of that brinjals were there. She told him, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 100, 10 hundreds brinjals are there, brinjals. Shankaracharya, no mother. You are forgetting. One. Then he took the...
He squeezed his ear.
And gave a slap to Shankar. For 12 years I have tried hard to teach you, and I have given to school, and yep. You have not read anything. So Shankara start tell like this, 1 + 1 is equal to 1. And it is like zero. No one. No qualification of Brahma. No energy. No name. No body. Nothing. And we are the same. Am Brahmasmi. And give a slap. And then Brahma will go away. A Brahmavadi came to me and told that, "Aham Brahmasmi, you are Brahma. Very good, very good. You are my master. Come on, come on." I told that Brahmachari order, bring a fire burning.
Wood. Burning stick.
So much.
Burning stick with full flame.
And it is flame. And get it in the mouth of this Brahma. And if you see that, how he is Brahma. At once it fled away. Everywhere, wait a little, wait a little. But he flies away. So, this story is quite wrong. So we are telling that Yashodama was trying to beat Krishna and he was so much fearing and beating so. Yes, that time he was doing like one hand was in the hand of Yashodama. So he was beating and doing one hand here. And so the kajal mixing water from eyes made here Ganga and Jamuna. Taking long, so long
breath.
It seems that there is no bhakti in this, Krishna is waiting. But Yashodama knows that how to please Krishna, how to make him so qualified. He thinks for a long time, without milk, Krishna cannot live. So many sweets come from makhan, mishi and all other things are coming from. So my only breasts, milk will not do. So breasts, so all mix would also be restored for Krishna. A bhakta is true to what he is that he loves Krishna, but he loves more his clothes, his utensils, everything more than Krishna. Then he is true devotee. So that he always gets all these things. So we should try to serve Krishna with a so good, favorable mood by three things. And not taking anything which is not favorable for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that Tena Dapi Sunai Paro Rapi Sahishma Amanina. You know all this. Always try to serve Vaishnava. Have so much honor for any Vaishnava who has even not initiated. He has taken only one name of Krishna. He should also be honored. Rupa Goswami is telling you, Krishna iti jasya giring tang manasadriya. So one name, it is good. We should do it enough. And if he is initiated, and he is doing always name, repeatedly, then he should be served also. And if he has no enemy at all to anyone, have affection for all, even for chant, he is seeing Krishna in chant also, in elephant also, in horse also, in cows also, and everyone. And always remember in this past time, and his aptakam, atmaram, always in the mood of serving Krishna, more than atmaram. He is the true devotee. But one thing, having all these things, but if he is far away from two other things, anna bhilashita shunyam, if you are serving Krishna by three things, but you are not following the two examples have been given here. These examples are secondary, but yet you should follow. Otherwise the bhakti will not uttama. What is that? Anna bhilashita. You have to think so deeply. What is the meaning of anya bhilash and anya bhilashita? There is far difference between them. We cannot live without air. We cannot live without. If you have this body, you have to take air to live, water and all those things. So, we should think that annabhilash is the thing, that when we are doing all this, it's karma. Without karma we cannot live. But that should be favorable for Krishna Bhakti, and that should be adopted. In beginning, without Jnan we cannot live. So we will have to adopt. Anyhow, how? We will have to adopt. Without this, without the help of karma and Jnan, we cannot live. So, unless here means, other any anything we want, this do for only the service of Krishna. But if a man who is serving Krishna, at once he was attacked by dogs and they were trying to murder him and trying to shoot him. And at that time, if he prays God, oh Krishna, save me, then it is Anna Vilas, not Anna Vilasita. Krishna can forget this, because at that time he is not in his actual senses. His senses have been perverted. So in that case, if he says that, oh Krishna, save me. But when he is in good senses, and he says that, oh Krishna, give me wealth, give me reputation, give me happiness of the life, shanti, for his own satisfaction, then it is anna vilasita. This should be always. If you are not avoiding this, our bhakti will not be pure and lacks thus. But anyhow, in a changing our mood, if we say that Krishna gave me wealth, it is not bad. Why? One Yudhishthira Maharaj told to Krishna that, Krishna, I went to have something from you. Please give me. Krishna told that you have nothing to beg and nothing to take from me. I know you have no desire at all, anything except serving you. I know. But why you are asking, begging me any benediction? So what he wants? He wants that I want so much wealth. I want so much beautiful wife and so qualified sons. He began to love Krishna. And why he want? I feel that in love. It has been told in Bhagavatam and everywhere that those who take shelter of Krishna, they become street digger. So all fears, and this takes shelter of Durga Devi, to Shankar, and especially to Ganesh. And they serve them, and that wishes by worship of them, Krishna fulfills, or bhakti fulfills, and goes away there, from there. So, I want that also know that those who serve Krishna, they will be happy. So wealthy, healthy, so beautiful wife, and children, and son, and seeing this, all they come to us. So this is really a bhakti, not for me. So we may require wealth, but to serve Krishna and his devotees, no harm. Not for our attachment or for our self-gratification. Like, you know, Durvasaro,
Ambarish
Maharaj, has died. Very weak to the soul. Nanda Maharaj was so much. Vishwanu Maharaj was so rich, it was not so rich, we cannot serve Radha and Krishna. So, it is needed, but not for us. And if you attach to that, then Maya will come and catch us. So he is telling that Anna Vilasita Shunyam Jnana Karma Anad
Anabhritam.
You should take favorable gyan and tattva gyan. And the karma, that is to serve Krishna, to serve Vaishnava. This is karma, which is favorable. Don't try to have attachment with all the things which are unperfect, otherwise bhakti will be ruined. So having this word, again, we should come to anarpati charam chirat parunya vate na kalo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to you. The same pure prem, love, which has never been given before by any acharya or any
incarnation.
In one day of Brahma, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he had given, and again after so long period, he is again giving this. What is giving? Anarpiti charim chirat karunaya vatiranah kalau samarpayit. Krishna is ocean of affection and love. Two things, two causes.
Yeah. Two reasons.
That all. He is so kind. And he is a rasik.
So, Sikh Sukhar Krishna Paramakurun
is in Chaitanya Chaitanya, it has been told. He is a rasik shekhar. Rasik means he is so rasik, you know, bhokta.
Supreme in
the taster of manners.
And other hand, he is so
merciful.
He came to taste Radha mood and to give prem through name by Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama. How he gave? What thing? Unnata Ujjvala Rasam Sri Bhakti is Unnata Ujjvala Ras. What is Unnata Ujjvala Ras? What is Unnata? The love, affection in Radha and Gopis to Krishna is Unnata Ujjvala. Yashoda Ma affection to Krishna is not Unnata Ujjvala. The affection and love of Sri Dama Subal, any dasya, das, is not Unnata Ujjvala. Only Gopis. Even the love of Sita, the love of Satyabhama and Rukmini, but not Ujjvala. They have been controlled, but the affection of Gopis was not controlled by them. Even Krishna cannot control. Only Srimati Radhika can. No other. We cannot have that kind of prayer, Unnata Ujjvala. But